Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
As 2018 draws to a close, the gas is back on in the Merrimack Valley, but questions raised by the natural gas explosions that set off more than 80 fires back in September linger on. The disaster saw as many as 40 homes incinerated and left some 8,000 residences in Lawrence, Andover, and North Andover without gas, just as early winter was setting in. A federal investigation will continue well into the new year, and the safety of the state's natural gas pipelines will remain under review. Joining us to discuss what happened and what's next in the Columbia Gas disaster are WBUR reporters Quincy Walters and Callum Borchers. Hello to both of you.
Good morning, Bob.
Good morning, Bob.
So let's start by remembering what the day of the disaster was like. Quincy, you were among the first reporters on the scene. What'd you find when you arrived in the Merrimack Valley back on September 13th?
So the date is kind of important here because it was 2 days after the 17th anniversary of the September 11th attacks. So that kind of colored the chaos that was there that day. People thought that this could have been an act of terrorism. And people in the towns were told to evacuate, but the problem was that these towns mostly have one lane going in each direction, so there was gridlock and no one could get out. And the power was shut off, and people were told to go to shelters. And by night, a lot of people were aware of what had happened. There were gas explosions, but still no one knew exactly why they happened.
Callum, you soon discovered that the tough situation was made worse by the lack of communication from the utility Columbia Gas.
Yeah, well, it took 5 hours for Columbia to finally issue its first statement about the fires and explosions. Customers were complaining that they couldn't get through when they tried to call the company. The next morning, Columbia sent a few representatives to field customers' questions in downtown North Andover. I was there, and the event quickly devolved into a public relations nightmare because the rep said they couldn't actually answer questions. They were just there to write them down and report back later. And then at a news conference later that day, Lawrence Mayor Dan Rivera really let Columbia have it.
The least informed and the last to act has been Columbia Gas. We have tried to no avail to give Columbia Gas the space and the traction, the time to effect the coherent plan. My fire and police chiefs both have sought answers that they have not been provided.
Clearly an unhappy mayor of Lawrence there. That was the same news conference where Governor Baker declared a state of emergency and said he was taking recovery leadership responsibilities away from Columbia. He then directed Columbia to hire an outside executive, a former Navy captain and civil engineer Joe Albanese. Quincy, how did the recovery go from there?
I think it was at that point that the recovery sort of got more credibility. There was an understanding that what happened was a result of some measure of incompetence on Columbia Gas's part. And I think, rightly, people were not so keen on the utility that caused the problem being at the helm of the restoration. Initially, there was an aggressive goal date to get gas restored, but under new management, it seemed that the recovery was going to be more measured and more thorough. And Joe Albanese, who took over the recovery effort, has a naval background. And at a recent press conference, Albanese credited his approach to the recovery to his experience in the military. Despite the ongoing recovery, there was no normalcy. For instance, Thanksgiving. Many people didn't have a traditional Thanksgiving, a homemade Thanksgiving. Columbia Gas provided meals, but when picking up their Thanksgiving meals in boxes, people like Deb Swenson had gas for heat, but not for cooking. And Swenson said she really just wanted to be able to cook.
If we had a stove, I'd be happy, you know, but we don't have a stove. It's tough, you know, it really is. I mean, we were at a hotel for a while, and it's unbelievable, so.
So as all this is going on, gas workers were repairing pipelines and installing new appliances, and investigators from the National Transportation Safety Board were trying to figure out exactly what went wrong. Callum, What'd they learn, and what's still unknown?
Well, their preliminary report blamed the faulty pipework that was going on the day of the explosion. What they found was that a crew from a Columbia subcontractor was replacing an old cast iron gas main with a new plastic one. A routine job, but with a critical mistake. The crew left a pressure sensor on the old pipe, and so when the old pipe was taken out of service, the sensor falsely detected a sudden drop in pressure. Gas valves responded to the inaccurate pressure reading by opening up all the way. So the real problem, Bob, ended up being too much pressure. That's what triggered those fires and explosions. The NTSB has said its ongoing investigation will examine Columbia's coordination with first responders on that day.
We do know that the NTSB, the National Transportation Safety Board, has made other safety recommendations.
Yes, that's right. It says the state should require licensed engineers to approve all plans for utility work of the kind that caused this disaster. That has not been the case up until now. Governor Baker immediately endorsed the NTSB's recommendation and filed a bill to make it the law. That bill is still in committee, Bob, and Columbia says it supports the measure.
All right, so for residents of the Merrimack Valley, Quincy, what's next? Because turning the gas back on was really just one step in the recovery process.
Right, Bob. So the infrastructure has been restored, but there are still thousands of people with outstanding claims for property damage. Lawns and streetscapes are going to need to be redone because so much ground was dug up to replace the underground pipes. But from the people I talked to, there's going to be something more difficult and less visible, and that's this anxiety that hangs over the area. For a lot of people, the last time they had gas, homes in their neighborhoods were exploding. I spoke to one woman who says her daughter now has anxiety. If there's a bang or a loud noise, she'll get what amounts to an anxiety attack.
And, of course, there are lawsuits following the gas explosions and the fires that are going to wind their way around the courts for quite some time. So this will be in the news a lot during 2019. Gentlemen, thanks a lot for coming in.
Good to be with you, Bob.
Thanks, Bob.
That's WBUR's Quincy Walters and Callum Borchers, who spent a lot of time in the Merrimack Valley in recent months and will stay on the story in 2019.